The following extract is from a publication called Household Narrative of Current Events. Now, the Household Narrative of Current Events was a monthly supplement to Household Words, which of course was the weekly journal that Charles Dickens wrote and edited. He also wrote and edited this particular the supplements, and this particular inquest is reported in the Law and Crime section, which was from the 1st of January 1850. Now, it is believed that the lady, the unfortunate wealthy and eccentric lady Martha Yockham, whose demise and death is reported in this particular extract, is thought to be the inspiration, one of the inspirations for Miss Havisham in Great Expectations. The other possible inspiration for that particular character is Charles Dickens' recollections of the White Woman of Berners Street, which appears in the Household Words article of 1853, which is Where We Stopped Growing, which is on a separate podcast in full. So this, as I say, this is the inquest, the report of the inquest of the death of Martha Yockham. An inquest was held on the 29th on Martha Yockham, a wealthy and eccentric lady, late of 27 York Buildings, Marylebone, aged 62. The jury proceeded to view the body, but had to beat a sudden retreat until a bulldog belonging to deceased, and which savagely attacked them, was secured. It was shown in evidence that on the 1st of June 1808, her father, an officer in the Life Guards, was murdered and robbed in the Regent's Park. A reward of £300 was offered for the murderer, who was apprehended with the property upon him and executed. In 1825, a suitor of the deceased, whom her mother rejected, shot himself while sitting on the sofa with her, and she was covered with his brains. From that instant she lost her reason. Since her mother's death 18 years ago, she had led the life of a recluse, dressed in white and never going out. A charwoman occasionally brought her what supplied her wants. Her only companions were the bulldog, which she nursed like a child, and two cats. Her house was filled with images of soldiers in lead, which she called her bodyguards. When the collectors called for their taxes, they had to cross the garden wall to gain admission. One morning she was found dead in her bed, and a surgeon who was called in said she had died of bronchitis and might have recovered with proper medical aid. The jury returned a verdict to that effect.